السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Huzoor says that the good remembrance of the martyrs which is continuing, in that connection today, first of all I would like to mention Ehsan Ahmed Khan Sahib Shaheed, son of Waseem Ahmed Sahib. I am going to mention him first. His grandfather Hazrat Munshi Dayanat Khan Sahib Radiallahu Ta'ala Anho was a companion of the Promised Messiah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam from district Kangra, from relating to Yusuf Zai family, and two of his brothers Munshi Amanat Khan Sahib and others. They did their bath in 1890 and joined the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, and they were among the 313 companions of the Promised Messiah. Zaheer Ahmed Khan Sahib, Murabi Silsila, who is here in London, he was the uncle of him, while his other brother, Nadeem Ahmed Khan, is studying in Jamia Ahmadiyya Rabwa. He was born in 84. He worked in Shizan for 2 years. Then in district Lahore, he shifted there. Zur says, I don't know what Jamaat he was. He was able to serve the Jamaat. He was 26 years old at the time of martyrdom. And he in Masjid Daru Zikr Gadi Shahu, he martyred. He took bath that morning and did the tilawat and offered the prayer, and then he went for his job and told his wife that today I am going to offer the Jummah in Daru Zikr. And then he said that last Jummah I missed, and he kissed his daughter and then went. And from Daru Zikr he telephoned his mother that terrorists are here, and consoled her mother, and after that he couldn't establish his contact. During this period, there was a blast of the grenade and he got injured. And when he got injured, then there was a rumor that terrorists have been killed. so therefore come out. So when he came out, he was struck again by some particles of a grenade. He was buried in Rabwa. Before the burial, his uncle, he also led the janaza prayer at home, in which non-Ahmadis also participated. The mother of the martyr had seen in the dream before that her son has been martyred and his dead body is in the house, and I am putting my hand on the face of my son. Then she got worried and woke up from the dream. And the janaza was put exactly on that very place where she saw in the dream. And a few days before, the martyr himself also saw a dream, and he got worried, and he didn't tell his mother, but gave sadaqah. He was very honest and very pious man, good-natured, very kind and caring of other people. He was taking care of his parents. Very carefully he used to discharge this responsibility. The uncle has told me about that. Whenever he used to come back from work, he used to say salam to his parents and then go to his family. He has got only one daughter of 4 months, and every night he used to press the feet of his father and then go to sleep. And he has taken care of his parents very nicely and discharging this responsibility fully. 1.5 years ago, he got married. And there is a daughter, 4 years, member of Waqf-e Nau, Allah Almighty marries his ranks. The next mention is Munawwar Ahmad Sahib Qasr, son of Mia Abdul Rahman Sahib. His family relates to Qadian. And after Qadian, then he came to Gojra in Pakistan, then shifted to Lahore. And Hazrat Abdul Aziz Sahib was the first person to embrace Ahmadiyyat. He was a companion of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He did the bath first. The grandfather of the martyr, Mia Dost Muhammad Sahib, was cousin of Mia Dost Muhammad Sahib. And he and his family members, they did the bath in Khilafat-e Saniya. And the martyr was a photographer by profession. For the last 20 years, on the Friday, he used to perform duty at the main gate of Daru Zikr. He was 57 years old, and he got martyred in Daru Zikr. During the performance of his duty at the main gate, he mentioned many a time that if there is anybody going to attack, then he would go on my dead body. On the day of the incident, at 11 o'clock, he arrived at his duty. He was standing at the front line that at Fatwandi, the terrorist came and started firing. He captured one of them very strongly, but the other one fired at him and he was got killed. The wife had seen in the dream beforehand that there is a funeral box, and which is very high, and there is a bench nearby, and some of his relative, he jumps on the bench and then goes into the funeral box. Huzur says something has been skipped in the narration, and the wife told that before going to Juma, I ironed his suit of golden color. So he very well prepared, he went for the Juma prayer. He was a man of great abilities, and he was never complained about anything. He was very regular in prayers and also helped other people. And many people used to come for do the photostat, so he used to keep the money without counting. He says that some people don't have enough money, so I don't question anything. And many opponents, they used to put the posters at his shop and remove those posters later on. And he used to say, if somebody commits an aggression, then keep quiet. And if you reply, so then you have finished your case yourself, if you leave it to God, then God Almighty will take the revenge. The next mention is Hasan Khurshid Awan Sahib Shaheed, Ibn son of Sayyid Sahib. He was related to Dul Mial Zilla Chakwal, and father and grandfather was born Ahmadis, and some members of his family, they showed a weakness and they left the Jamaat, but the martyr Marhum, he was related to the Jamaat till his martyrdom. And another brother of him is in Germany. He also was a member of the Jamaat. He was only 24 years old at the time of martyrdom. He was not married. In Masjid Darul Zikr he got martyred. On the day of the incident, he went to offer the Jummah prayer, and when the terrorist came, then he telephoned at home that mosque has been attacked and I am injured, pray for me. And during that period, further bullets hit him and he got martyred. And some family members, they continued to criticize about their being Ahmadis. And then the father said that if Ahmadi, and he was told that if Ahmadis offered their prayer, there will be some problem created as such. And the so-called people of Khatm-e-Nubuwat, they are very influential there. So because of these things, the Ahmadi members, because of that, they were not allowed to offer the prayer. And the non-Ahmadis, they offered the prayer and buried him. And the non-Ahmadis, they continued to express their sorrow at his demise. And so first he was not giving the particulars. His father was reluctant in giving the particulars, but he was told that he should not be afraid of other people, even if you have to sacrifice your life. So to cover up the sacrifice of the son is not something good, but still he didn't give much particulars. So may Allah accept this sacrifice, and this sacrifice may also become the means of opening the eyes of his other family members. Regarding him, Amir Sahib Chakwal has written, Malik Hasan Khurshid Sahib about him, he has written that he would always take make use of every opportunity of tabligh. Malik Khurshid Ahmad Sahib, recently when he left the Jamaat, then Malik Hasan Khurshid Sahib, he stuck to his original belief, that is Ahmadiyyat, and till the last day he remained as such. The Namaz-e-Jummah he used to offer in Gadi Shahu, Darul Zikr, and despite the pressure of his parents, he stuck to his faith. The next mention is Mahmood Ahmad Shahid Sahib Shaheed Murabi Silsila, son of Chaudhry Ghulam Ahmad Sahib. His family related to District Gujarat. His grandfather Fazal Dad Sahib did the bath. His father was very impressed by that. Once the book Tablighi Hidayat was scattered on the floor when he started collecting it, but he decided that I am not going to read it, but he just read a few pages. Then he read the full book, and then he said that I am going to do the bath. And in 1922, when his age was 11, he did his bath. So his father, he was a Naib Tahsildar, and he never accepted any bribe. And Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu, he was the Mukhtar-e-Am of the lands of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani in Sindh. Very honest man he was. He was born in 62, and in 86 he qualified from Jamia, and in his locality he was offering services in various capacities. He was Naib Editor as Khalid. He also worked as such, Deputy Editor of Khalid. In various cities of Pakistan he was working as a missionary, as Murabi Silsila, and he also worked in 11 years in Tanzania as a missionary. He had the honor of serving that. And in Bethun Noor model town, he was appointed only 3 months before. At the time of martyrdom, he was 48 years old, and he was a Musi. in Masjid Noor Beth, Model Town, he got martyred. On the day of the incident, he put on new suit and new handkerchief, and two rakats of sunnah he offered at home, and after that, he along with his son, he came to the mosque and arrived in the main hall. The people told that during the attack, he used to continue reminding the people about prayers. And when he saw that the terrorist has come into the mosque, so then he also raised a slogan in a very high voice, loud voice, and he was hit in the chest by two bullets, and as a result he got martyred. The son was spared, and the wife says that one day before the Shahadat, there was the pledge of Khilafat at the occasion of the Khilafat Jubilee. So he recited that one loudly, and he intended that on the day of Friday, he is going to recite the same pledge along with the members of the Jamaat, but Allah Almighty had something different in store. The wife says that he was very bold, the wife says, and when the ordinance was there against the Jamaat, then along with his sister he was traveling, so he put the badge of Kalima Taiba on his dress, and the sister was afraid, and he said that you should be careful, but he said that is your faith so weak? So after he alighted at one stand, and he shook hand with the policeman, and he said that look, I have shaken hand with these people. So he had great trust in Allah. The wife says that in Tanzania, during the period of his service, he was opposed, but we saw the manifestations of divine help in 1999. The opponent of Ahmadiyyat, Sheikh Saidi, he alleged the Jamaat that he has given refuge to some illegal immigrants in the mission. The police came and they took the missionary to the custody, and then the missionary Murabi Sahib introduced the Jamaat and himself, and then he was set free, and then was good relation with the police. And after some time, Sheikh Saidi was arrested in the same allegation, and he was deported from Saudi Arabia. And this news came in the press as well. In Tanzania, once he was going on a Jamaat tour, then the wife says that I was suffering from malaria in those days. So I said that I am not feeling well, and you are going on the tour. The missionary Murabi Sahib said that I am going to do the job of Allah, and I also give you in the trust of Allah. And after the appointment in Model Town, then he started receiving the telephone, threatening telephones. And when the first call came, then Murabi Sahib was attending a wedding party. So he came to know that some people are after him. So some members of Khudamul Ahmadiyya, they took care of him and returned him, brought him safely. And when I came, and he said that, look, what wonderful Jamaat is that these Khudam, we do not have any family relation with them, but they are always ready to safeguard us. Murabi Sahib says that I have prayed to Allah Almighty that if you have to take my sacrifice, that I am ready for that. But my progeny should always be attached to Khilafat. So in these circumstances, in this condition, when his sisters used to say that you get leave and go back to Rabwa, so then he used to say that when other Ahmadis are offering their sacrifices, then why shouldn't we offer our sacrifice? And why should leave the place of work and go back? So I used to get worried from these conditions, and I used to cry. And then he used to say that the family of the Shuhada is never go waste, and Allah Almighty always takes care of those people. He was very fond of Tabligh. And 1 month before the incident, a non-Ahmadi doctor who wanted to satisfy him, because he had a discussion with a lot of Ahmadis, missionaries, but he was not satisfied, this non-Ahmadi. So then within 2-3 sittings, for several hours, he preached the message of Ahmadiyyat to him, and he told the revelation of the promised Messiah and his writings, they were also read out to him while tears were in his eyes. Very emotionally he used to read out. The Dr. Sahib says that today there is no room for me. The non-Ahmadi who was being preached, he says that there is no room for me to run away. Now I am satisfied. And the one who was always tears in his eyes, he was trying to convince me. His community, how can that community be wrong? And these are the various ways of tabligh and the things which come out of heart. They always influence the people. And then the Dr. Sahib did the bath. Apart from the parents, all other family members, they are non-Ahmadis. And he used to continuously pray to them. On every happy or sad occasion, he used to tell his children and he used to take the children along with him and then try to show him that what is the difference between these. These people, in their neck, you know, they have got some sort of thing which is a sort of bad innovations. And we are well protected from all these things. About him, somebody has written to me in the letter that in 2006 that I came to know, this person is from Rawalpindi, that Mahmood Shahid Sahib, he is being appointed in Mari, in the Baitul Hamad, Amir Sahib Rawalpindi, and Amir Sahib has also given him the responsibility of looking after the guest house and the mission house there. So Amir Sahib instructed that some arrangement about his accommodation, lodging and boarding should be made there. So whatever food was offered to him, he used to take that happily. And Murabbi Sahib's and the Murabbi house and the guest house in Murray Road is three-story building. First, the Murabbi house was on the second floor, and the Jamaat decided that it should be shifted to third floor, and the first two floors should be the guest house. The third floor used to be very hot, but Murabbi Sahib, he stayed there with the great patience and did not make any complaint about that. The khutbat of the Khalifa Waqt, he used to listen very carefully and also he used to advise the people to listen to those khutbat regularly. And when there was a problem with the dish in any village, and he used to immediately get it right. He was very kind-hearted, very nice person, having a good friendly relation with everyone. And he used to know about the families, and therefore he used to establish a personal relation with them. In the Friday sermons, he used to present the writing of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and also his poetry. And about the failure and unsuccess, the defeat of the enemies, he was very confident about that, and he used to say it in a very challenging way. He used to become emotional during the Friday sermons. And regarding Ashra Talimul Quran, he delivered a sermon and he read out a warning from the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam regarding those people who do not recite the Quran regularly. So he could not control his emotions and he became very emotional. And Khilafat, Jamaat, and the administration of the Jamaat, he was very open views about that. And if anybody would criticize, he would immediately silence him. And he would go on convincing him unless he was satisfied. That person who is writing, Azam Siddiqui Sahib, says that the meeting of Majlis-e-Amla of my halka used to start at 9 or 10 o'clock, and at night time, in a very severe cold, he used to come on bicycle to attend this meeting and used to advise us. Siddiqui Sahib further says that when he was transferred to Lahore, he was very happy that he has been transferred there. And when I told him that I have also been transferred there, and he was saying to me jokingly that you have to go with me up to Lahore or go beyond that with me. Regarding him, another missionary Murabi has written about him that he was a very smiling face. He had a very smiling face, and he was tolerate all the difficult situations. And when I was appointed in Tanzania, then I was going from him to Morogoro, and there were some Maulvis on the roadside. Mahmud Shah Sahib stopped the car and started preaching to them when it was getting dark, and the road beyond was very dangerous, and there were some people, there was a crowd, and he, you know, just silenced these Maulvis with arguments and make them run away. And he told the missionary that we have full freedom of tabligh, so we have to do this task. And further, it is written there that this martyr, he was the single brother of many sisters, and he used to look after his ailing mother. And when his appointment was there due for the foreign country, then he was worried to whom I should leave my mother in the care of that. So then when he returned, he had the opportunity of looking after his mother. So this missionary writes, he himself is a missionary, he says that when I was appointed as Amir and missionary in charge in Tanzania, then he was in Tanzania. He used to preach very dedicatedly, and new places he used to contact, and through video and audio cassettes and through tabligh meetings and tablighi camps he used to preach. And as a result of that, Allah Almighty granted us several jamaats. He was in Aringa in Tanzania, that looking at his successes, the local ulama, they contacted those agents who used to give them some help from other countries, and to give them the other people the same facilities which he has got. So when all their facilities were provided to the non-Ahmadi missionaries and there was no result, but the Ahmadiyyat was continuously progressing, then the local ulama was asked that why, despite all these facilities, there is no result of your effort. Then they said that one thing we are lacking, and that is that Jamaat Ahmadiyya has got have the Pakistani missionary, which we do not have. If we also get a Pakistani missionary, then in his guidance we can also be successful. This was also the misunderstanding of those people. And the missionaries, the non-Ahmadi missionaries who would have come from there, they would have simply taught them the foul abuses. And the next mention is Wasim Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Abdul Quddus Sahib of Puran Nagar. The martyr Marhum was related to Hazrat Mian Azamuddin Sahib, who did bath at the hand of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was related to Babu Qasim Din Sahib, a companion of the Promised Messiah. Hazrat Babu Qasim Din Sahib, for a very long time he was Amir of Sialkot and Amir Zilla in the city for a long time. So this family relates to him. So it relates to the same area where the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam came and stayed before his claim, and also used to stay after his claim in the same place. After his early study in Sialkot, then he came to Lahore and he did his BSc in Space Science. He was selected, and then he in Computer Science he did his MSc from the same university. And he was manager in the software firm company as Nazim Atfal, Majlis Allama Iqbal Town he was working. At the time of martyrdom, he was 38 years old, and he was a Musi, and he got martyred in Masjid Darul Zikr. He was used to offer the Jummah prayer always in Masjid Darul Zikr. On the day of the incident, he left from his office on the Mall Road and came to Jummah, to the mosque. And generally in the main hall he used to sit in the first row. On the day of the incident he was sitting in the first row, and when the terrorist arrived, then under the instruction of the Amir he kept sitting there. And when the other people were going away from to other areas, when he was also told to do so, but he said, let other people go first and then I will go. And during that time, as a result of the bullets of the terrorist, he got martyred. And the office workers where he used to work, they held a program for 2 hours in his remembrance, and some members visited his home and mentioned very good words about him, and some members accompanied the janaza to Rabwa for burial, and some people came from Karachi to Sialkot and also came to Rabwa and expressed their deep sorrow at his martyrdom. And the wife says that that the Shaheed Marhum, he was most obedient to his parents and other elders, and he used to show respect to everyone, and he never spoke at rudely to his parents, and he was working to his to the community, and he prepared a software for the Jamaat Nazim Atfal. He was working, and he was very kind and loving to his children. After the martyrdom, his janaza was taken to Sialkot, and after the funeral prayer, then for the burial, it was brought to Rabwa. He was very keen to have the martyrdom, and he used to say that if such an opportunity comes, then he would say that I would be always in the forefront. Imran Nadeem Sahib, Secretary Ishaat, Majlis Atfal Ahmadiyya, District Lahore, he says that he was very kind-hearted person, and very obedient, and he used to listen very carefully, and then he used to act upon the directives, and in any meeting or any gathering, he used to bring his children very carefully on his car, and then he used to collect the children from other families and take them back, and he continued to perform the Jamaat till the end. Sadar Halka Allama Iqbal Town says about him that he was a very devout young man. He was very taking great interest in the activities of Khudam Al Ahmadiyya, especially for the training of Atfal. He was a great instrumental. He was the eldest of the five brothers, and very intelligent and very capable person. And despite the fact that the parents were not much educated, but the parents made it so that all the children, they should study. And because of his love for knowledge, and he became, mashallah, very successful. His wife says that the qualities, I cannot count all of them. She wrote a letter to me that perhaps I would not be able to count all the beauties if I say that he was an angelic person. It would not be a lie. This is what all the members of the family members, they say that there is no one similar to him. I feel that this distinction Allah Almighty has given to him because of his high and good qualities. And Waseem, not only he took care of his parents, but also he took care of me. Not only us, but also the all the family members, they are raising their heads high because of his martyrdom. For 2 years he was Nazm-e-Atfal Allama Iqbal Town. He was very caring to the children, and despite his very busy time in the office, he used to have the competitions of the children and pay special attention to weak children, and also encourage the parents to bring the children. And generally our Atfal of this majlis, they used to win prizes, and he used to be very happy about that. He used to take the children in his car to Darul Zikr and then bring them back. In short, he used to do every work very diligently. And despite his engagements in the office, in the evening, generally he used to go for the meeting and offer the prayer in congregation. And in the office as well, he used to offer the prayer in regularly. I have seen that while he was, the wife says that when he used to offer the prayer, he used to do full justice to that one. I have never seen doing anything which may indicate that he was not involved in prayer. And he was as if he was praying, seeing Allah Almighty in front of him. And he says in financial sacrifices, Waseem sahib was also in the forefront. And whenever he used to get the pay, he used to pay 10%. And apart from that, other contributions, he used to pay excessively. And he didn't spend any extra money on himself. And he did not speak loudly in front of parents. And he was very kind-hearted. And during my married life, I have never heard anything harsh from his mouth. And he was always had a smile on his face. And if I was angry about something, then he used to speak to me very lovingly, and continue to do so. And when I saw his face after the martyrdom, there was a smile on his face which was always there. he used to take care of the guest, speak very nicely, and take care of his parents and friends and family members. There was no enmity against the other people. The office people always say that he did not speak harshly to anybody junior to him. He was a very bold person. He had a great pride of being Ahmadi, and he used to keep certain magazines, Ahmadi magazines, in his car. And the junior manager, he used to say that some Maulvi may not look at that and may give you any harm. But he used to say that the status of martyrdom is not the lot of everyone. And he used to say that we should not be afraid of death. And people like us, how can we get this status of martyrdom? The juniors, one of the juniors said that he used to sit in the first row. When the firing was there, then all the people gathered on one side and they wanted to go out from one rear door. And somebody called upon Wasim, but he said that first the front people should go and then I will go. And during that period, he was hit by 8 bullets in his abdomen and he got martyred there. The next mention is Mukarram Wasim Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Muhammad Ashraf Sahib of Chakwal. His forefathers came from district Chakwal, and he got matured in his native village and then entered into the army. And after the retirement, he came to Islamabad on a security company, and in 2009 he got the appointment of the security guard in Darul Zikr. His father-in-law Abdul Razak Sahib, he is working in, he was a driver in Nazarat-e-Ulia in Rabwa. He was 54 at the time of martyrdom. During his performing the duty in Masjid Darul Zikr, he got martyred. On the day of the incident, he was on duty on the main gate of the mosque, and the terrorist they attacked fired from distance, and he got martyred there. He had two marriages. He had two wives. The first wife died in 83. And then he got married to the daughter of Abdul Razak Sahib in 1990. His wife says that he was a very good person, very high status in society, very good relation with the people. In every respect, he had he was a good person. And particularly looking after the orphan boys and girls, whether they were relative or not relative, or Ahmadi or non-Ahmadi. And he had great passion for Jamaat services, Jamaat. And whenever he was on leave from Lahore, he used to come home. He used to say that he was very happy. Anybody coming to the mosque when he was younger, old, he was very happy. And the children said that our father was a very nice person. He had a good relation with us, and he used to respect our wishes and desire. The daughter said that he used to fulfill all my desires. He had great desire for the education of the children. The daughter said that he used to say that I would send you to Rabwa because the atmosphere is good, and then you can serve the community of the Jamaat, whether I have to stay with the Jamaat. He was very kind and very loving father. The wife further says that a few days before the Shahadat, he telephoned that I was standing on the duty, and Sadr Sahib Halka came, and when he passed by me, I told him that I have got my uniform is very old. If you get me a new one, then it will look nice. So then the president got me a new uniform, and then he telephoned that told me that I'm wearing the new uniform, and in that uniform he got martyred. The first news was received through TV about his martyrdom, that there was attack on the Ahmadiyya Masajid. And then we tried to contact him on the numbers, but we couldn't. And some Ahmadi telephoned from his number that Wasim Sahib has been martyred. We got great pain and sadness, but we were also happy that he got this status, and our heads were high that while protecting the worshippers in the mosque, he got martyred. He was very regular in offering his 5 daily prayers and take part in all good works very actively. Next mention is Nazir Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Mistri Muhammad Yasin Sahib. He was the only Ahmadi in his family, and because of that, the whole family was very much strongly opposed to him. from Tajneed and Bajat, he was a member of Court Lakhpat. And for offering the Jummah prayer, he used to go to Masjid Noor in Baltown. And the other prayers he used to offer in the prayer center in Isalka. He was 72 years old. In Model Town, he got martyred in Masjid Baitun Noor. His janaza and the burial was done by his non-Ahmadi relatives. And he was buried in Court Lakhpat, Kabristan. And for the offering of the prayer, he reached Masjid Baitun Noor. And the terrorist came and he attacked. And as he was hit by the bullets, he got martyred instantly. And a non-Ahmadi cousin took his body and they offered the janaza and took for the burial. And his janaza ghaib was offered in Masjid Daruzekar. In paying of his contribution, he was very regular in his prayer. And he was very firmly established on Ahmadiyyat till his martyrdom. There is another information from the Sadr Sahib that in main bazaar there he had a very valuable property. And his other people has captured that one. He led a very simple life. And he suffered the opposition from the members of his family, relatives. He was a regularly member of the Bajat, although the income was very small, but he continued to pay regularly. He was a simple, modest man in very simple dress, and for regularly he used to go to the Baitun Noor on cycle for offering the prayer and used to sit in the first row. He used to meet everybody with great passion and spend a lot of time in Masjid, in the mosque. The most time he spent in the Ahmadis, that is better. In his house, he has put up the photograph of the Promised Messiah and the Khulafa, despite the opposition of other family member. He had friendship with the office holders, very fond of tabligh. Wherever in his residence, the opponents are very active, but without any fear, he used to continue his preaching activities. Next mention is Muhammad Hussain Sahib, son of Nizamuddin Sahib. His family related to district Gujarat, Gurdaspur, and there was no religious education, but he knew how to read the Holy Quran. Sheikh Fazal Haq Sahib is of Sibbi. Through his tabligh, he got into Ahmadiyyat. And in Amulak Kausar Sahib, missionary Chicago, he was the uncle of that, uncle of Kausar Sahib. He worked as carpenter, and later on he opened up a shop of furniture, and he worked in Furqan Force. He was 80 years at the time of martyrdom, and Masjid Darul Zikr he got martyred. He was regular in offering of the Sadqa on Friday. He prepared and used to go to Jummah to Masjid and offer the Nawab. And when his body was seen, his right side was completely burnt. Perhaps he got martyred as a result of the grenade. And the non-Ahmadis, they took the dead body and they offered the janaza. According to his family, he was regular in prayer, in payment of his contribution. Despite he was not financially well off, but after saving something from his necessities, he used to give to the poor people without any discrimination, a very close relation with the Jamaat. He used to say, the family members say that he used to sit in the first row, and he didn't remember what day is that, because all the relatives, they are non-Ahmadi, they didn't tell him which is the day of the Friday. He has kept in mind that there is a certain beggar who comes on Friday, so when he used to come, he would know that this is the day of Friday. But one day, there was no beggar, but the daughter reminded him that it's Friday, so he went to Jummah without having the food. So the eldest son said that sometime he was not found on the bed, and then we discovered that he was busy in prayer. And he used to say that I have got the love with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you don't have. And I have seen him in that dream. And Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani, during his visit of Quetta, he used to mention that visit, that when Huzur was staying in a certain place, then he worked there by way of making some repairs there. And when Hazrat Muslim arrived, then he said that who has done these things? Because I can see the devotion from the walls. And there was a leakage in the pipe and nobody could repair that. And then Huzur said that call for Muhammad Hussain, he will set it right. And when he did it, he was very happy. So then he said that Muhammad Hussain will be able to set it, put it right, mend it. And Allah Almighty may enable his other family members also to accept Ahmadiyyat. These narrations are such, Huzur says, that if we go into detail of that, then it will continue very long, become very long. I have mentioned very briefly. But mention of one Shaheed that was mentioned earlier on was very brief. So his wife has sent something which I mentioned once again. Dr. Umar Ahmad Sahib Shaheed. The wife has mentioned that we lived together for only 1.5 years. But during this period, I had the honor of living with a person very simple, very loving and very kind. He was very fond of martyrdom since childhood. And when Major Aziz Bhatti, that I like him very much, and he was the martyr of Shaheed, and mention of that was mentioned in the book. And I would like to be martyr like you. And this brief letter is safe with the mother. And he used to mention about him later on that I have thought and I have arrived at the conclusion that the shortcut to go to paradise is martyrdom. But I don't know whether it is in my fortune. But he tried several times, but he couldn't to go into the army, but he couldn't succeed. This is also the reply to those people who say that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is against the country. So the spirit of serving the cause of the country is so much rooted in the hearts of Ahmadis. And he used to said that whenever the Jamaat will be in need of that, I will be in the forefront, in the first row. And this letter which he wrote to Major Aziz Bhatti, he also mentioned there, Major Umar Shaheed, he also wrote like that at that time. When he used to at home, he used to go to the mosque and offer the prayer. And he used to go for Maghrib and then doing some service to the Jamaat. After Isha prayer, he used to come back. That was his routine. In Khudam al-Ahmadiyya, he was very active. Once or twice, he used to go for Waqf-e-Arzi. And service to mankind was very favorite. And he used to give his blood donation. When he got injured in Darul Zikr, on that morning, he went very quickly to the office that I am getting late because from the office, the Masjid Darul Zikr was nearby, so he used to offer the Jummah there. He used to take care of all my requirements. The daughter, who is now 8 months, he used to love her very much. And after coming back from the office, he used to play with her. And he was not going to tolerate any carelessness about her. Not only his daughter, but he was very, very kind to all his children. And he used to say that the children are innocent, that's why I like them. And she writes that 2 months before martyrdom, she saw the tree that as if he is going to be martyred. So he was very fond of cleanliness and also very clean of heart. He never hurt anybody. In very hot weather, when he used to, in Pakistan it is very cold, when he used to come back from the office, so then he used to give a very simple knock at the door, so nobody should be disturbed, and used to stay outside for a long time. And all the office workers, they were full of praise for him. And they used to say that a very nice person from among us has gone away. And the office staff came for condolence. And whenever there was anything important, then he used to write a letter to Khalifa Waqt, and he used to advise me as well, to the wife, to write a letter to Huzur and respect my family members, in-laws, and used to spare some time for them. And any tahreek coming from Khalifa Waqt, whether it is dua or roza or sadqa, he used to act upon all these things all the contributions he used to give on time and according to the fixed rate he used to give. And he used to get his budget prepared as such. And the last installment, which is 9,500 rupees, he paid that. And he told very happily that today I have paid my dues fully. And when Sayyidina Bilal fund was there, started, he was regularly paying a contribution in that fund. And whenever there was a question of celebrating the birthdays or other things, then he used to say that this is not right and you better give this money for some other good purposes. He stayed in hospital for a few days and after that he got martyred. So now this mention of Shuhada is now complete. This mention of Shuhada which I have made, in all of them there are certain good qualities which are as a common factor among all of them, the particular regularity in the prayer, not only themselves but also looking after the family members and to remind them. Somebody used to remind the children from his place of work regarding the prayer, and some people, because the masjid or the salat center was away, he used to be regularly out conducting the prayer at home in congregation because they were worried and they had the care for the prayer, because these prayers are the things which are going to look after them and the family members, and these are the guarantee of the goodness for their family members in this life and the life to come. Because the ways to find the closeness to Allah Almighty are determined by the prayer. So in all of them, we see that special care for the Salat Jummah prayer. Some young people, they used to go out from their homes, that maybe that because of the jobs we may not be able to go for Jummah. But when the time of Jummah would arrive, then all they would leave aside all the worldly jobs and go for offering the Jummah prayer. And there were many who were very regular in offering the Tahajjud prayer. So some of them, they were always trying to offer the Tahajjud prayer and Nawafil regularly. And the most of the young people, and in the young Shuhada and also the Shuhada of the old age, this desire is seen very outstandingly, that we may get the status of martyrdom. Then we see that other good qualities, they were also seen plentifully in all of them. So these good morals and good etiquettes, these were in their family life and also outside, in domestic life and outside. And with the Jamaat workers and Jamaat members in discharge, during this discharge of the responsibility, they were showing these good characters, and also at their place of work to all the colleagues. And they used to impress and make these people their friend, and through these good morals, the good morals of a man, of a husband, the witness to that, they are known through the witness about him. Sometime the men are showing good behavior outside, but at home with their wife and with their children, they are not very kind and courteous. The greatest witness of a married person is the wife. If the witness of the wife is about the worship and his good treatment is in favor of the husband, then certainly it is the proof of the fact that this person was having the fear of Allah Almighty, and he was taking care of Hukukula and Hukukulibad and discharging them. And then another witness is not only from the wife of these martyrs, is not only from the wife, but all the people in the society to whom he had the contacts, they were all bearing witness to his moral and good qualities. Hazrat Masih Maud Salat Waslam mentioned this subject. He says that those people who do not discharge the responsibility towards fellow beings and Allah Almighty and fellow beings, and he doesn't take care discharge the responsibility towards family and the family wife and the family members, even if he is offering the prayer. But if he is not discharging his responsibilities towards fellow being, his the worship also goes to waste. So these martyrs, when they have attained this status, then this high status is certainly is the sign of the acceptance of their worship and also the proof of the fact that this is a testimony of this, the fact that they were discharging the responsibility to the other people. And also we see that on their beauty of their worship and their good characters, that was not the only thing which they saw, but also they fulfilled the details of their responsibilities. And the father is the responsible of the children, and to take care of them and to look after them is one of their responsibility. Paying attention to this responsibility is also has been paid by these people. And this care we see as a common factor among all the martyrs. They always kept this Quranic instruction of Allah Almighty, لا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق, that because of poverty, don't kill your progeny. And you should not be so much involved in your work that you don't pay any attention to your children, and you don't take it as your responsibility. So these people, they did not forget this responsibility, that they have give preference to religion over the world. And in order to take care of this promise, they telephoned from that place to the wife and to their children, that the children and everybody in the house should offer their prayer. And this is because the beginning of giving preference to religion over world, that begins with the prayer. One daughter has mentioned that after long tablighi journey, he used to take us with us, and during the journey he used to recite the prayers loudly, and he used to do so loudly so that we could also remember that, and we have memorized that. And not only we made us to memorize these prayers, and also he used to tell them that on what occasion this prayer is to be offered. So these people who have offered their lives and sacrificed their lives, so these are the some of the examples, the ways of taking care of the tarbiyat of their children. And now those people and the parents who had their parents alive, so they looked after their parents as well. If the parents were ill, they looked after them very well, day and night. And Allah Almighty has said that you look after your parents very well, so don't say any word of harshness from your mouth. These people always looked after them fully. And sometimes we see that if the young people are looking after their parents, then they forget the right of the wife. And if they are paying attention to the wife, then they forget the parents. But these people, these martyrs, they have really done justice to this thing. The parents, the wives are saying that apart from the in taking care of the parents, that they took so much care of us that we never ever have thought that they ever have given us anything bad or hurting in any way. And the parents are saying that while looking after us, they might not have neglected the right of the wife. So this trust and discharge of the responsibility, which is actually in order to establish a beautiful society and to make your homes as paradise-like, these are the people who have taken care of these things. And look how what a great reward Allah Almighty has given them. Allah Almighty has blessed, given them the glad tiding of eternal paradise. And regarding a 16, 17 years old, and the family members and the parents, and also those people the people in the college where he was a student, all these people, they say that he was a very unique type of it, very much different from the other. And they also have a common factor which is outstandingly to be seen there, and that is there that they had a great regard of the honor of the Jamaat, and a very beautiful example of that. They used to spend time for the sake of the Jamaat, and also giving preference to the religion over the world. And for that purpose, after discharging all the responsibilities in relation to the community, after discharging all of them, And not only in emergency cases, on emergency cases, but in ordinary cases, they used to spend so much time for many hours on end. And sometimes they were not even mindful of taking care of having their food. And then extreme devotion with Khilafat. Their obedience and love of Khilafat, the expression of that was very outstanding. And that was also because of the thing that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that Masih Maud, after the Masih Maud, the eternal everlasting system of Khilafat that is going to begin, that is going to further strengthen the devotion, and that has to become eternal and permanent because of the devotion and attachment of the members of the community. So these were the people, those who through the worship and their good deeds, they also, in order to perpetuate the institution of Khilafat, they worked hard till the end. And they were not only successful in that one, rather they also set up very high standards of that. Khilafat, these people in their own circle, in their own sphere, they became the supporters of Khilafat. They were the Sultan-e-Nasir, very helping hands of Khilafat, and about whom the Khalifa Waqt, the Khalifa of the time, is always praying that Allah Almighty may bless him with such people. So Allah Almighty continue to exalt the status and ranks of these people and bless them with his nearness. These martyrs, they have achieved their objective. But we should also, through these sacrifices, they have reminded us that, oh, our beloved ones, our dear ones, my brothers, my sons, and my progeny, my mother, my and my daughters, everyone, we followed the example of the companions and we have fulfilled our covenant of Bayt, but we are expressing our last desire before we depart that you have to always establish these good examples of devotion and sacrifice. Some men and some ladies have written to us letters that nowadays you are mentioning about the Shuhada, and after listening to that, we have this feeling of become envious. And what a wonderful people these are who were burning the candles of devotion, and sometimes we feel ashamed of us that we have not reached that status. And the anxiety of our grief and our sorrow increases when we listen to all these things. But this think is something very valuable. This thinking is very valuable. But those nations who have to advance further, they not only feel the loss of that, but they continue to keep these good characters alive. And they also try to fulfill the same objective which these departed souls have done. So it is our responsibility, it is our duty, that we should also discharge the full justice to these by creating the same good things in ourselves. And we have to take care of the children, and we have to look after the tarbiyat, while the administration of the Jamaat has to discharge their responsibility. And every member of the Jamaat should also pray for these children who have been left behind. All those people who have been left behind, Allah Almighty may take care of all of them and look after them. And in their anxieties and the worries and the difficulties, Allah Almighty remove all of them. Allah become their helper. And whatever efforts are, human efforts are there, there is always some sort of shortcoming in that one. It is Allah Almighty who can create the real ways of their satisfaction and solace. Allah Almighty create the means of their satisfaction and for their betterment. So those who are left behind of these martyrs, please remember them in your prayer all the time. And the members of the Jamaat, they should pray for themselves that may Allah also protect us from all the evils of the enemies, because we are badly in need of in prayers these days. The conditions in Pakistan, they are becoming worse day by day, and there is no difference, and the opposition is becoming very strong. So Allah Almighty protect us from all harms and dangers, and each and every Ahmadi, Allah Almighty grant them steadfastness. in the end, after the Juma prayer, I will be leading a janaza prayer in absentia. I announce that Nazir Shafiqul Muradani Sahib, a former Amir of Syria, on 30th June, he died at the age of 67. Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Rajiun. He studied Sharia in Sheikh Hashim, and he was in Shahur Halka, Damishq, where Munir Husni Sahib was the Amir of Syria. He used to live. He knew him very well, and he also had the honor of serving him. And Aziz Sahib, in 63, he did his bath, and he was in charge of urban transport in Syria. In 1986, he was appointed the first Sadr of Ansarullah. In 88, he was at the death of Munir Husni Sahib. He was Amir of Syria. In 89, because of the difficult situation there, the Emirate was continued. But Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi said that they should become Ashabul Rakim. Then he started writing books, and he has got his 8 of his books published. And even before his death, he was in the process of writing a book. In 96, he came to Jalsa Salana in London, and he continued to mention about the hospitality of Khalifa Waqt and Jamaat. Very simple and very jolly and very good, nice person. He was respecting the Waqfeen who used to go there for education. He used to respect very much and take care of all the students very much who used to go to Syria. And he was in extreme devotion with Khilafat, and that was quite visible from his voice and his eyes. And he was very steadfast, very bold and courage. He was very loyal, very steadfast Ahmadi, and he was very nice in his treatment to his in-laws, that her sister-in-law used to consider him as his father, Muhammad Musallam, who is the president of Syria. He says that when I was appointed the president, then he showed such obedience, which was really surprising to me. Allah Almighty exalt his ranks and give comfort to his members of the bereaved family.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر